Or you can do it after the class. First, something that I've been meditating on and mentioning, that this is a privilege to speak on the science of Krishna consciousness. And I must always remember that it is a privilege to speak here. So I thank the management, I thank the sponsors, and I thank all of you for giving me this privilege. Trinadapi sunichena, tarariva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama aiva kevalam. Kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. I was told I could speak on anything that my heart desires. So I'd like to speak on this Dhamma Dharashtakam prayer. It says here, to the Supreme Controller. So this song is about Krishna. As we learn from the Brahma Sanhita, although we only have one chapter of the 100 chapters, that first verse of that fifth chapter, the only one we have, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna, that the Supreme Controller is Krishna. So Damodar is Krishna. Damodar, that pastime, does not happen in the spiritual world. It happens on Boma, Earth. It's a special pastime. To the Supreme Controller, who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge. Same thing in that Brahma Sanhita verse. Ishvara Paramah Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. And that word Vigraha is important, especially for those who might be thinking that Krishna is subordinate to the Brahman. But anyone who has actually studied Bhagavad Gita never makes that mistake, that Krishna is a manifestation of the Brahman. Because the final verse of chapter 14 clearly says, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Aham, I. Krishna says, I am the person from whom Brahman comes from, not vice versa. That's a very important point. So that's why this word, vigraha, form, the ultimate understanding of God or the absolute truth, is that he is a person with a form. We also have eternal form, eternal personality. That is also there. That also goes for us. Now the author of this song, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro. Because in this pastime, Damodar, he runs, he hides, he fears. So the earrings are swinging because he's moving. And he manifested himself in Gokula. Gokula is the place where Krishna was taken in the beginning on Janmashtami night, when Krishna appeared first to Vasudeva and Devaki as Narayan. And he told them, please take me to Gokula, to where Yashoda has just given birth and switch me with the girl. So the first residence of Krishna is in Gokula. Later, after the first demons came, Nanda Maharaj's brother Upananda had a big town hall meeting. And in that meeting, Upananda said, we should leave this Gokula because Krishna is being disturbed by so many demons. It's not safe here. Better we go to this other place, Vrindavan. And there in Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill. And in this Vrindavan, in Govardhan Hill, there will be nice grass for the cows, because that is their business, cow business, taking care of cows. And as Prabhupada writes, because the residents of Vrindavan were taking care of so many cows, they were very opulent. Very, very opulent. So first Krishna was in Gokula. Now what does it say? Who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms? This incident of Damodar took place on Diwali day. But before this incident, Krishna and Balaram had been doing many mischievous activities with the neighbors. They were going to the neighbors' homes, stealing their butter and yogurt. Sometimes they were going to the little babies, pinching them and making them cry. Also, they were doing more nonsense. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram were passing stool and urine in other people's homes. Big nonsense. Now, the amazing thing is, the parents, they would go to Yashoda and they would lodge complaints. Why not? That is their duty. But actually, they were not actually complaining. It was a pretext. It was an excuse to go see Krishna. Because the symptom of Vrindavan or Gokula is that everyone simply loves Krishna. That's when you know you're in the spiritual world. When you're in that place where everybody loves Krishna. When you find that place, then you're in the spiritual world. So, on this Diwali day, Mother Yashoda was thinking, why is my son going to the neighbors, stealing their butter and yogurt, causing so much disturbance? Perhaps it is because he doesn't like the butter and yogurt I'm giving him at home. So today, I'm going to make special yogurt and butter so that Krishna will be satisfied. And it is mentioned, after all, Yashoda is the queen. Her husband Nanda is the king of this cowherd community. The queen must have special privileges. Otherwise, what's the use of being a queen? You must have some special privileges. So she had her own cows, the special cows given to her by her husband Nanda, and these cows would give the milk a very special flavor. So it was the milk of these cows on Diwali day that Mother Yashoda was churning the butter. But as it says here, who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat of fear of Mother Yashoda. So what happened? This song is only giving you certain highlights of the whole Leela. So I will fill it in. So on this Diwali day, Yashoda is singing songs. The songs she is singing are all about her son. Sometimes she would make up her own songs describing Krishna's pastimes, or she might get a professional songwriter to make up songs about Krishna's pastimes. So she was singing these songs, and in the 10th canto, when Shukadeva Goswami is describing this Leela, he gives a detailed description of what Yashoda looks like. Flowers in the hair, she's perspiring, and she's churning, so her breasts are moving, meaning she's working. That's another point I always make. Even if you're the mother of God, you have to work. What to speak of us? No vacation. If you're the mother of God, you work. And they're working hard. Anyone who's lived in a village, like a farm village, or in this case, a cow village, you work hard. Sunrise to sunset. So the description is there, how she was looking. Then Krishna comes and indicates that he wants to be fed the milk from her breast. Yashoda, being a good mother, immediately stops the churning and allows the child to sit on her lap. And she places the nipple of her breast in his mouth. And as she's feeding Krishna, she's looking at his beautiful face. After all, she is mother. Mothers enjoy feeding their children. It is a great, great, happy moment when the mother is feeding the child. It is very, very beautiful. So Yashoda is feeding Krishna, looking at his beautiful face, and she's very, very happy. But she has the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her child. But she doesn't know that Krishna is God. That is called Yoga Maya. Yes, she is an illusion. She doesn't know that her child is the absolute truth. And later on, at the end of that chapter, it is explained why Yashoda doesn't know that her child is the absolute truth. Why? Because, as Shukadeva Goswami says, she has vimukti. Yogis and gyanis and even devotees, they can get one of five, or maybe they can get five kinds of mukti or liberation. But not the one that Yashoda has. It is called vimukti, special. Now, don't get mad at me. Okay, I'm going to say something. Don't get mad at me. If you're mad at what I'm going to say now, get mad at Shukadeva Goswami, not me. Okay? Shukadeva Goswami says that Yashoda's vimukti is greater than Brahma, greater than Lakshmi, greater than Shiva. Don't get mad at me. You get mad at Shukadeva Goswami, okay? Or Vyasadeva. I'm just repeating what is written in Bhagavatam. Vimukti, What is that vimukti? She gets to act as the mother of the Supreme Absolute Truth and is unaware that he's the Supreme Absolute Truth. Because if she is knowing that her child is the Absolute Truth, she won't relate to him in such an intimate way. What will happen? My Lord, she will immediately become overwhelmed by awe and reverence. Just like when the curtains open here, even though it's Radha and Krishna, how do we all act? Awe and reverence. That is proper. The same thing happened. For instance, Vasudeva and Devaki, they know that Krishna is God. Why? Because on Janmashtami, he appeared before them as God, Narayan. Because to everybody, that is their conception of God, Narayan. Not Krishna. Why? Because this question was asked to me in Santiago this year. Why didn't Krishna appear as Krishna? Why did he first appear as Narayan? Because, and he even said so. He said, Krishna said to Vasudeva and Devaki, I'm appearing like this because I want you to know that this is the third time I have been your son. If I had not appeared like this, in other words, if he had appeared as an ordinary human being, which is what the Krishna avatar is, he looks like. Not that he is. He looks. See, that's the bewildering feature of Krishna avatar. He's God, but he doesn't look like God. How does he look? Like an ordinary human being. That's how Krishna plays. As it says in the Bhagavatam. And so masked. It's like at the end of the month, Halloween. People will put on costumes and masks to disguise who they are. So even God will disguise himself. So Krishna is the God of all gods, as he says in Bhagavad Gita. Again, don't get mad at me. Get mad at Bhagavad Gita. It's Krishna who says, Mattak parataram nanyat, that there's no God superior to me. Right, Kamlesh? Yes. I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. If you don't like the message, I can understand. I'm just a messenger. So he appears like a human being, but he's not. Putana found that out real quick. When Putana came to kill Krishna, even she could realize, who? This child is very, very powerful. But what happened? Krishna bamboozled her. Krishna closed his eyes. He didn't want to see the ugly face of Putana, even though she disguised herself to look like Lakshmi. That's how she was allowed to come in. Just like Shurpanakha, didn't she also disguise herself? But Ram could see through the disguise. So when Putana came, she was immediately invited. Everybody thought, oh, Lakshmi has come to see her husband Krishna. And they, can you imagine? They allowed her to take Krishna on her lap because she looked. But was she Lakshmi? No. She was witch. She had already killed hundreds of babies. But Krishna could see. That's why he closed his eyes. He could see that she was so sinful. A sinful person. We have an expression. The eyes are the window to the soul. Just like in someone's intoxicated, you can see the eyes, bloodshed, red eyes. And they have this look on them. You can tell when someone's intoxicated. That look. Also the smell coming from their body, especially on an airplane, right? One time I was taking a long flight and I had gotten a free upgrade in first class, but next to me was this Oriental man, and the whole flight, the whole flight, one drink after another. And you know, in first class, they're always coming around. Would you like anything? All flight, one drink after. It's like, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So bad smell. So Krishna looked like an ordinary human being. Therefore, he appeared to Vasudeva and Devaki in a form which everybody normally understands God, which is four-handed Narayan form. And he told them, this is the third time I'm appearing as your child. If I had appeared like an ordinary human being, you won't understand. Then he changed himself to look, again, look like an ordinary human being. Yashoda treats Krishna like her own child, but it's still the absolute truth. That's yoga maya. And there's that story of Madhavendra Puri when Krishna came to bring him a pot of milk. Madhavendra Puri also didn't recognize that it was Krishna. Madhavendra Puri came with a pot, Krishna came with a pot of milk and said, in my village, nobody fasts. I see that you are sitting here chanting and chanting and chanting. Some ladies who came to the well to get water, they told me about you. I have brought milk. I'll come back later for the clay pot. You all know in India, the clay pot. And Madhavendra Puri, when the nice young cowherd boy left, he was thinking, what a beautiful boy. Who was that beautiful boy? But the boy never came back. But when he went to sleep, that same boy appeared to him in a dream, took him by the hand and said, here I am in the bushes. And that was that deity, Srinathji. How many have been to see that Srinathji deity? Yes, Madhavendra Puri was appointed by Krishna, because that what happened was the Muslims came and attacked the temple. So the pujaris, they hid the deity in the bushes, because you know what the Muslims do. So the pujaris were concerned. So they hid the deities in the bushes. So Krishna in the dream told Madhavendra, I've been here a long time. I have a fever. I have been waiting. When is Madhavendra Puri going to come and rescue me from the bushes? And then they had Anukut for many days, bathing and festival. And then one village after another. We want to also do Anukut. So it was going on every day for a long time. But even Madhavendra Puri could not detect that it was Krishna. Yes. Krishna is very tricky. So, Yashoda is feeding this Krishna, thinking it's her son, when all of a sudden there is noise coming from the kitchen. The milk is boiling over. You all know, men might not know, ladies, what's it like when the milk boils over? Cleaning the stove. Huh? Lots of work, right? Yes. I know, because I clean in my kitchen at home. So Yashoda immediately put Krishna down to take care of the milk overflowing on the oven. Well, Krishna is not finished eating. He gets angry. He bites his lip, takes a stone, and breaks the pot of butter yogurt that Yashoda is churning. He steps in the butter and yogurt and runs away. He loves to do nonsense. That is Krishna. Charming, beautiful nonsense. After Yashoda takes care of the boiling milk, she comes back and sees, oh, this child is very intelligent. She could understand who did it. She said, this child is so intelligent because after breaking the pot of butter, he has gone and hidden himself. So what did Yashoda do? Stick. She had the stick. And she could see the footprints because Krishna, the bottom of his feet, have distinct markings. That's how you can tell. If somebody says, I am Krishna, show me your feet. And it's not Mendi. No, these markings are actually there in the feet. If the markings are not there, kick on that person's face. Because they're bogus, rascal, cheater. And besides that, in Kali Yuga, God does not appear in his Narayan form or God form. He does appear, but not as God. Another disguised form. The form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna, again in disguise. Disguised as his greatest devotee. And he had distinctive marks on his feet. Correct me if I'm wrong. He had all the markings of Krishna and Radharani, because who is Lord Chaitanya? Combined. So he has all the markings. Anyway, Yashoda is able to see the footprints of Krishna. She follows those footprints. Meanwhile, where is Krishna? He is standing on top of a wooden grinding mortar. And he's reaching up in the ceiling where there's hanging a big pot of yogurt or butter. And he's doing like this. Why? He knows he's doing nonsense. And he's expecting his mother to come. So he's looking this way and that. And at this time, who is Krishna's friends? The monkeys who Krishna is feeding the butter and yogurt to. All of a sudden, he sees Yashoda. He jumps down and runs because what does she have in her hand? Anyone know what it's like to get hit with the stick? Huh? So Yashoda is described by Shukadev. She has full breast, big hips. Okay? So she can't run very fast. These Olympic runners, the females, they're very thin, not very full-bodied. Otherwise, they can't be Olympic runners or swimmers also. Notice the physique. Very, very. But Yashoda, especially, Yashoda is cowherd woman, so she's doing very much manual labor. So therefore, right, you know what it's like making chapatis. You don't make chapatis like this, right? If you're making chapatis, you roll, right? So that develops your body. Prabhupada mentioned this. So Yashoda, even though she's the queen and she has many servants, still she's working hard. So she can't run as fast as Krishna. So Krishna is running here and there. Little Krishna is running. After some time, Krishna is captured by Yashoda. And that I'll wait for the next verse. who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda. Now this is significant, because the Bhagavatam teaches us in the very first canto, fear personified is afraid of Krishna's name. What to speak of Krishna? Fear personified is afraid of Krishna's name. I have experience of this. When I was a brand new bhakta in the temple, and I was sent out to distribute books and collect donations on the New York subway, and one black kid stuck a knife or a gun in my back and said, "Give me all your money." So I asked the God brother, "What do I do now?" He said, "Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." And the guy ran away. The guy ran away, and I turned to my God brother and said, "This mantra works." This taught me a very value. I was scared. I didn't know if it was a gun or a knife. He had it stuck in my back. I had been in the temple maybe a few days. But he said, "Chant Hare Krishna." I yelled at the top of my voice, and he ran away. So I am convinced of how that verse says, fear personified is afraid of Krishna's name. What to speak of Krishna? Because Krishna's name and Krishna, are they different? Yes, they're the same. That is the whole science behind chanting. The science of chanting is Krishna's name is Krishna. It's not a symbol. It is Krishna. Now, it may take a time for us to realize that, but that's the understanding you have to have. Otherwise, you'll never understand chanting. You will never like chanting. You will hate chanting. But you have to learn this fact. You have to at least accept it theoretically. The name of God is God. With that, you can become a chanter. Otherwise, you become a rantor. Choice is yours. To that Supreme Lord, everybody say, Sri Damodar. I offer my humble obeisances. All right. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick. So, Krishna is playing the drama. He's playing the role of a little ordinary child. He's playing. He's not afraid of Yashoda, but for the pastime and for his own happiness and pleasure, he chooses to relate to Yashoda and behaves as if he's an ordinary child, rubbing his eyes. We call it crocodile tears, false tears. He's the greatest actor. That's why I'm waiting for the Academy Awards one of these days. Lifetime Achievement Award, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Then I will go to the Oscars. But they'll never do that. They always give to some Shudra. Less than Shudra actor or actress playing roles in Kali Yuga. It should be called not Oscars, Kali Awards. So, Krishna is acting. Lotus hands, because Krishna has reddish and different parts of his body are compared to the lotus. Lotus eyes, lotus hands, lotus feet. He's engraved with lotuses. His face is compared to the lotus. So many different things. He is compared to the lotus. Nice flower. His eyes were fearful and quick breathing. Why? He's afraid. When you're afraid, that's what happens. You're breathing. As Mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. So just see, Krishna wears a pearl. Where are you going to get this information in Bible? Huh? Quran? Are you going to find this information? No. Why? They don't have it. That's why our scriptures are up here, all other scriptures, because we have scientific information about God. They don't have it. Sorry. That's all. We have the information. It's right here. God wears a pearl necklace. This is one big reason why I became a Krishna conscious devotee. I was raised on the Bible for 19 years. But as soon as I came in contact with Prabhupada's books, I said, whoa, there's a lot of information here. Bible is one book. Bhagavatam is 19 Bibles. More information. That's all. More information. So I didn't get freaked out. Yes, it was not the religion I was brought up in. I couldn't care. I wanted to know who is God. All my life, I was told, nobody goes to the Father but through Jesus. That's how I was brainwashed. Then I met Prabhupada. I met the devotees. Now I saw, oh, now I know who is Jesus' father, Krishna. Jesus said to his disciples, I have many things to tell you your ears cannot bear to hear. I said, this is it. This is what Jesus was referring to, that his followers were not ready for. When I saw Prabhupada for the first time, I said, here is Jesus right now. 1973 version of Jesus right here. Glowing. Prabhupada was glowing. I can still remember how he looked. He was glowing. So when people would ask me, you were raised Christian, Catholic. Why you have left? I have not left. You told me for 19 years nobody goes to the Father but through Jesus. I follow Jesus. He showed me the Father. Krishna, what's your problem? They can't argue with me. Sorry. I did what I was told. I got the result. I ain't going back. As Mother Yashoda, so you all know, Yashoda had the stick in her hand, but she was intelligent. She reasoned, all right, he broke the pot of butter, but if I use this stick, maybe it will have a very deep psychological effect on the child and will not grow up properly. See? Very intelligent woman. The punishment has to fit the crime. Right now, in the sports world, one very famous athlete, he beat his 4-year-old child with a tree branch. Bloody! He beat him on his genitals. For what? Because he did something with a friend? This guy is a super powerful football player. That's not a punishment for a four-year-old child where there are scars and bruises and the child is brought to the ER bloody, including his genitals. And he, what was his excuse? Well, this is how I was raised. No. The punishment fits the crime. This is no way to discipline a four-year-old child for some minor offense. This is Kali Yuga. Everybody's gone crazy. Kali Yuga. People are mad. Yashoda realizes the stick? No. But the child is too naughty. He needs to be controlled. We'll tie him up. This way he cannot do any nonsense. That is appropriate. So she called the servant, bring me some rope. When it was time to make the knot, what happened? Short by 2 fingers, 2 inches, whichever way you want to look at it. Bring more rope. All right, they brought more rope, but it's still too short. Bring more rope. No matter how much rope was brought, 2 fingers too short. Krishna now is playing. Krishna is showing, and now by this time, neighbors had come to see the fun. And they're all going like this. They can see what's going on. Even all the rope that was added, even if you brought all the rope in the world, it was still going to be 2 fingers too short because you cannot control or capture Krishna. Sorry. Only if he allows himself to be tied up, then. Not otherwise. Why? As it was said at the very beginning, he's the supreme controller. And the very first verse of Bhagavatam, Abhigya Swarat. He's absolutely independent or free, yes. So Krishna, even though Yashoda doesn't know, Krishna is showing everybody, I'm still God, okay? And you can't capture me. You can't tie me up. So after a while, Yashoda gives up. The flowers have fallen. She's exhausted. So Krishna now says, okay, now I will let you tie me up. That's why in the song, Bhakti Badham. Not by ropes. You cannot tie up Krishna by ropes. But ropes of love. That's different. Bhakti Badham. Ropes of devotion. And who has as much devotion? That's why, remember I said, Vimukti? She has that much love for Krishna that Krishna allows himself to be tied up. You got that, huh? Anybody? You think you're like that? You can tie up Krishna? Go ahead. But do you have that devotion? Okay, that's my point. Yashoda is that high, right? Who would be higher? Srimati Radharani. Yashoda's, after all, she's a gopi, isn't she? Right. She's the senior gopi. Well, above her is Purnamasi, but she's one of the senior gopis. So yes, the gopis can tie up Krishna, but not ordinary devotees. You have to have that much. There's that story. Krishna was trying to hide from the gopis. So he hid himself in the bushes. When the gopis came, he manifested two extra arms to look like Narayan. The gopis immediately paid their obeisances. Oh, Narayan, Om Namo Narayanai. Have you seen Krishna? And Krishna, looking like Narayan, said, I think he went that way. Then Radharani came. The two extra arms melted away. He was trying to... Radharani's devotion, he can't hide or trick Radharani. That's why she's called Radha, the one who loves Krishna the best, topmost worshiper of Krishna. He wanted to hide in front of her. Not possible. Her bhakti, her devotion is so strong, he becomes defeated. What I thought Krishna was Achyuta, Ajita. Yeah, Krishna is Ajita for everybody except Radharani. I wonder if there's a Sanskrit feminine form of a Jatini. I don't know. Krishna is otherwise unconquerable. Just ask all the demons who were killed by Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna is Ajita, unconquerable. But who can conquer him? Srimati, or in this case, Yashoda can tie up. If somebody's tied up, what does that mean? You're defeated. So Krishna agreed, allowed himself to be tied up by the ropes of her love. Now see, for me, the way I grew up and how I was raised, love was something right from the beginning of my life I was very much interested. My problem was I was really looking for love, but I could never find it. I thought Dina loved me. I thought Michelle loved me. I thought Linda loved me. So frustrated, looking for love is even a song. Looking for love in all the wrong places. And that was Prabhupada's preaching. This is one of the things why I love Prabhupada. He knows how to speak to you. In his books, there's something for you. You read Prabhupada's books, you will find something that speaks directly to you. For me, is when I saw Prabhupada wrote, we're looking for love, but we don't know where to repose that love, where we can become fully satisfied. Prabhupada was writing, you can love the whole world, you'll still be unsatisfied. Your loving propensity will only be fulfilled when you repose your love in Krishna. And that's what sunk it for me. Because before becoming a devotee, there was a song that was like my theme song. All you need is love. I used to play it hour after hour. All you need is... Yes. I was chanting that song. But I couldn't find it. I was thinking, what's wrong with me? Am I ugly? I'm not finding that love. But Prabhupada said, yes, stupid. Because you don't know who to love. Love Krishna. And I asked Prabhupada in Atlanta, 1975, either end of February, beginning of March. Prabhupada, was a Sunday feast lecture. Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Prabhupada said, when you love Krishna. That is the instruction I got from my spiritual master. I have to learn how to love Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It is 8:15. I would love to speak for 8 hours more, but that would be puffed up. We will end class here. I hope you got something. If I have offended anyone, please forgive me. I'm simply trying how to love Krishna. May Krishna bless you, protect you, and maintain you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And thank you, Radha Raman, for giving me this nice privilege.